Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Mem Aleph, Chulin 41. Today's Daf Yomi, on the Mishnah, on the bottom of Mem Aleph, Omed Aleph, the Mishnah discusses the following circumstances where it's prohibited to slaughter because we're concerned about Maris Ayin, that it looks like one is slaughtering to idolatry, even though it is not actually idolatry. So says our Mishnah, our Ayin Shochatin Lo L'toch Yamim, that a person is not allowed to slaughter in such a way that if they slaughter, the blood is going to flow into the sea. And the Rashba points out that it doesn't state that it's prohibited, that it's disqualified. It doesn't say the language of Shechita Psula, it's disqualified, like it says earlier on 39b, where if somebody slaughters towards the mountain, it is disqualified, because under these circumstances, the slaughter will be valid, but a person should not do it, because it looks as though they're slaughtering to the god of the sea. V'lo l'toch naharos, a person also should not slaughter to the rivers, because it looks like one is slaughtering to the a person should not slaughter in such a circumstance so that the blood flows into the river, because it looks as though they're slaughtering to the gods of the river. Also, v'lotoch kelim, a person should not slaughter and have the blood flowing into a utensil, because also it looks like they're going to be gathering the blood for some idolatrous purpose. Aval shochet hu l'toch uga shamayim, a person can slaughter it into a pit filled with water, because there it doesn't look like he's slaughtering to the angel of the water, because he's obviously, as the Gemara will explain, he's slaughtering into something which is dirty water, so it's clear that he's not slaughtering it to an idolatrous god. And if a person is in a ship, ubesfina, then a person can certainly slaughter into algabe kelim. A person can slaughter into a utensil, even though when the utensil is going to be placed on the ship, the blood will flow from the ship and from this utensil and flow via a slant into the water. A person is still able to do it, because it's very clear from the way the person is doing it that the person is going to be acting in such a way that he's doing it in this manner in order so that the blood does not dirty the floor of the ship. So too, our Mishnah continues, Ein shochatin leguma kol ikar. A person cannot slaughter at all into a ditch in the ground. Avol ose guma besoch beso b'shvil sheikanes hadam otocha. But a person can make a ditch in their house so that the blood goes into it, so that the blood does not dirty the house. Uveshukol yasekin, and in the market, in the public market, a person should not do that. Shelo yechake es hatzedokim, so that he does not strengthen the hands of the tzedokim, because this was the way they acted in their practices. The Diktuke Sofrim, which brings down different variant versions of the text, points out that the word Sedukim is not the correct word here, but really it should be Minim, which is a reference to the Christians. And so our Mishnah is saying that you should not act that way, because that was the way in which the Christians acted. And at that time, when the Mishnah was written, they were comfortable writing the word Minim. But then during the Middle Ages, when the Talmud was being burnt in Latin Christendom, the censors took out that word, and so therefore the Jews substituted Sedukim, which is the Sadducees, which is an ancient text, for the word Minim for the Christians. The Rashi talks about what's the reason why a person is not able to slaughter into a Guma in their house. So Rashi says, because that is a practice of idolatry, that a person was not able to slaughter into a ditch at all. But in their house, they're okay to do it, because there we can say that the purpose was so that you don't dirty the house. But just a ditch in general, Rashi says the concern there is because that was the practice of idolaters. And so what's the reason? Why do they do this? So like they were gathering the blood in the pit, the Rashba says, because they had this practice of eating over blood, that they would have the blood there, and that was the way that they ate it. The Simul Chadash, the classic work on Shechita, writes that Rashi explains that the reason because this is the practice of the Minim to slaughter in this fashion for idolatry. The Prima Gadim says a different answer. He says, no, that's not the way we should understand Rashi, but rather saying that Rashi is intending to agree with the Rashba, that the purpose was that they used to gather the blood as part of their idolatrous practices and eat in the presence of the blood. Tosos writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tan that the reason why it is prohibited to slaughter into the pit is because it looks like you're gathering the blood for idolatry, and so therefore it's just falls within this category of maris ayin. And so however, they allow it to do it into a ditch where it's already not clean, because then we understand that clearly the blood is not going to be used for sprinkling. And so therefore that's what Tosfos says. The Shach points out, but we have a principle in general that when it comes to maris ayin, when it comes to a prohibition to do something because we're saying it looks like you're doing something for the wrong purposes, that we say anything that's prohibited because of maris ayin, it should be prohibited afilu b'chadre chadarim. It doesn't matter where you're doing it, even in an inner sanctum of a room where nobody else is there, it's still going to be prohibited because of maris ayin. So if that's the case, why are we drawing this distinction about where you do it in the shuk, or whether you do it in your house, or whether if it's prohibited because of maris ayin, it should always be prohibited. So Tosfos points out that which we say that something is prohibited because of chadre chadarim in a room, that's only about something that if people will see you actually doing it there, then they will be concerned. So we say it's prohibited even though they don't see you. But here the whole purpose is depending upon where you're actually doing it. And so therefore, there's no maris ayin if it's done in a place where nobody would suspect you that you're worshipping idolatry. So here, the whole distinction depends upon where it's actually being done. And so therefore, we don't say this thing that maris ayin is prohibited even b'chadre chadarim, even in the inner rooms of inner rooms.